Paul Raymond back here in Laverne for Section Cross Country. The boys' race just completed, as you heard a little while ago, and I finally found someone to talk to me. Zach Arata from Canby Minnesota has put the headset on because Zach finished outstanding, and he got what place, Zach?
Third place.
Third place at Sections. That's awesome. Congratulations. That means you're on your way to the state tournament.
Yep, thank you very much.
Did you go last year?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so not new to you then.
Nope.
But this one has to feel good because you ran so well tonight, huh?
Yeah, I placed a lot better than last year.
Okay. Talk about the run then. Was it a personal best for you today?
Yes, it was a personal best by almost 20 seconds.
Oh, wow. What was your time? Do you know off the top of your head?
I believe it was 16:34.
16:34, wow. That's awesome. So talk about the last couple hundred yards then, did you?
So I took off probably about the 800 mark. And I was running with my teammate, Colton Dice.
Yeah, you always do every race, right?
Yep.
Side by side.
And a couple of kids just came up next to us, and they were going to pass us. And I just told myself I had to beat them. And I just found some way to run just that little bit faster.
You dug deep.
Yeah.
I know Colton's been battling some stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been sick the last couple of races.
Oh, that's too bad. So not the finish that he would want then.
No, okay. A little unfortunate.
Yeah, how do the other teammates do, you know? Roughly?
Blake Geezy, I think, finished right after Colton.
Okay.
And then I think the next runner was Talon Merritt. And then Sam Skorczewski, I think, was our fifth runner.
Okay, good. So a personal best for you then. And that's awesome. Best time to do it, right?
Yeah.
What do you like about the Laverne course here, Zach?
I really like the hill at the end. We run a lot of hills for practice.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We have a hill on our course. So the hill's nothing new. It's really helpful, actually, to catch a lot of kids on that hill just because they're not as well conditioned. Because when we run our hill, we go up, and then you got to go over the hill.
Okay.
I think that's when we catch a lot of kids, is right when we get over the hill.
Over the hill, okay. So this last bend before the finish line, that's when you got to put it down, right?
Yeah.
So so state is next week.
Yep.
So we'll be looking forward to that, right?
Yeah.
But this is such a huge crowd. You don't get crowds like this in a regular cross-country meet. Talk about that a little bit.
It was kind of weird. So we took off, and it's just one big loop. So for that whole loop, it was just constant noise. Then there's a back little loop, and there was no one back there. It was so weird just to hear, like,
quiet
silence, because it was so used to just everyone cheering. But I think it helps more when there's people cheering.
Yep.
Just because it's that little extra.
Right.
Go get them.
All right. Well, congratulations. Appreciate you coming and visiting with me, and knock it out another personal best at state next week, huh?
Hopefully.
All right. Good
job. Thank you very much.
You bet. Zach Arata from Canby, Minnesota, placing third, and he beat his personal best by 20 seconds. If you see Allison, have her come over, will you, please? And, so Zach is there and still looking for some Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boykins. Oh, we got someone here. Go ahead. All right. Hi. Put it on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Now, who do we have here?
Hunter Danielson.
Hunter Danielson. And what grade are you in, Hunter?
I'm in ninth grade.
All right. How did you do today?
Pretty well.
For Canby, Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you do today, Hunter?
I did pretty good. I placed as best as I could.
Okay. Do you like the course?
Yeah, it's very nice. Okay. That hill at the end is a challenge.
That's a killer, huh?
Yeah.
So talk about the course then. Is it the straightaway, a long straightaway? Or?
It is really nice how flat it is, and there are a lot of straightaways.
Okay. Do you prefer to run on flat straightaways? Or?
Flat straightaways is best to me.
No trees and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Did you run a personal best today or close to it?
Really close. My personal best is 18:54.
Okay.
I got around 18:55.
Okay, 18:54 and 18:55, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, so we got some of your teammates here. Who do we have here?
This is Sam Skorczewski.
Hey. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good.
From Canby, Minnesota. Sam, how did you do today?
I did pretty good. I ran a PR, I think.
You did? Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So personal best at sections, that's good then, right?
Very good.
Okay. All right, so, did you enjoy the run today?
It was pretty difficult. I got a little slow start, and it looked like a lot of people were ahead of me, so I had my work definitely cut out for me.
Okay.
But I passed definitely a lot of people. I feel like I did really good.
Okay, good. All right, congratulations. We got some other guys here. Who do we have here? No, who do we got here?
I'm Blake Easy.
Hi, Blake. How are you?
Good. It was a great race today. We started fast and kept going fast all year, or all the whole race.
Okay. Yeah, you can put that on. All right, that's fine. All right. Yeah, so talk about your run.
Well, I wanted to stay with Zach and Dice pretty much the whole way, but they started so fast, it was really just trying to pass anyone I could.
Okay. All right. So did you have a good run?
Yeah.
One of your better ones of the year?
Yeah, this is the best I've ever ran on this course.
Oh, awesome.
So that's great. And I mean, like Zach mentioned, we do a lot of hills, so it was kind of nice having this hill at the end.
So you have strong legs then?
Yep.
All right.
We do so much hill training.
Good. Coach Pesek push you hard then?
Yeah, she really knows what she's doing.
All right, good.
She had us to where this is kind of our peak.
You got to say that because she's standing right behind you. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, congratulations, Blake. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Was that it? And we got Coach Pesek here with us. Oh, we got Talon Merritt?
Yep.
Yeah. So what grade are you in, Talon?
Eighth
grade. And what school do you go to?
Canby.
Canby, okay. Yep. And how did your run go today?
I got my best race by 17 seconds.
You did personal best, too.
Yeah.
All you guys did personal best, it sounds
yeah.
like. You got to like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about your run, then.
I started the race pretty fast, trying to get a good spot to settle in at, stick with people that are a little ahead of me so I can try to kick myself at the end and then pass them.
Okay. All right, so you ran well.
Yeah.
That's good. And you want to do that at sections, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll get the final results here in a little bit and see where you ended up.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Talon.
Thank you.
Should we cover everybody? Get Coach Pesek over here. Can you get Allison over here? And we'll visit with Allison here. And I think we're done with the guys there, Allison. So, hi.
Hello.
You've been running around.
Oh, a little bit.
So let's get your thoughts quick before the award ceremony. Girls?
I think we did it, Paul.
I do, too.
I think we did.
Well, we can't say for sure yet.
You're making me cry. Yes, we ran phenomenal.
Yep.
Whether it is or isn't, those girls ran out of their mind. It was amazing.
I was on the air live when they were crossing the finish line. I'm going, whoa, hey, this is awesome.
It was.
And they were really excited when I interviewed them. A lot of them had personal bests. And yeah, that's awesome.
You can't ask for more than that.
We can't say anything official yet until it's official. But,
yep.
Looks like it anyway.
Yep.
You got to be pretty proud of them.
I am.
No seniors on the team.
No seniors.
Okay, we can both get teary-eyed. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
All right. Yeah, and talk about the boys. All the boys, I just got done talking to them. They ran their personal
best,
too.
They did. They ran phenomenal, too. They ran very good times. Very good times, I know.
How do you get them to do that at the right time? Run hills?
Yeah, we do run a lot of hills. Did they tell you that?
Yeah, they did. Yep. Every one of them said, yeah, Coach Pesek makes us run hills. And it pays off.
It pays off.
Yep. So
they were ready for today.
Yep. Overall.
Overall.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more proud.
Okay.
Yep.
Good bunch of guys and gals that you have on your
Correct.
Team.
Correct. Yep.
All right. So what's going to happen next year? Are they going to do awards?
Yep.
At the football stadium
yep.
over here? Okay. All right. Yeah. Just we got a few minutes here. Just talk about each of the girls, Braylon and Claire. They went one. They did well.
They did well. They led that team. And then Jordan and Maya, those seventh graders, they ran out of their mind today.
Yep.
It was awesome.
And
Noemi came in right where we needed her to be.
Okay.
I mean, those seventh grade girls ran so well. Noemi wasn't feeling like she was running well, but man, she still ran amazing.
You're right, she did.
She did.
So,
yep.
All
and
right.
Charlotte and Hannah had phenomenal races too. They really rounded us out in the perfect spot together.
Okay, and how about your boys?
All right.
Where are they? Up here.
No, they're right there. Zach got it done today.
Third place,
so he's got it. No
20,
question.
He said 22nd better than his personal.
Yep.
And Colton's fighting some illness and stuff, I heard,
Yes,
huh?
he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is. And, hey, he finished.
He finished.
I was very proud of him because he was not looking good in that last part of the race.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Blake Geese?
Blake Geese ran a phenomenal race.
Okay.
That kid worked so hard. He did great. Yep. Talon, too. Talon, oh, he was knocking him off at the end of the race. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
He ran really well. And then Hunter and Sam pushed each other all the way to that finish line. And Logan, he's our senior, yep. And he ran a very good race, too. I think he might have PR'd today.
Oh,
as well.
Wow.
So.
I'm going to let you get to the football field.
All right. Sounds
and
good.
I'll follow you over there in a little bit. So.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Allison, for your time. Allison Pesek, head coach of the Camby Mineota boys and girls. And we're excited to see the final results. As like Allison mentioned, the girls think they did it. Top two teams go to state. And we've got the Montevideo coaches here. And, yeah, we got two mics, so we don't get out of it either. So, Ronell Envelson, the Montevideo girls coach, and David.
Yep.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Thanks for taking the time and coming over.
You bet.
Let's talk about the girls' run first. Talk about some of your girls.
The girls look great. We had some best of the season times. Brooke DeYoung had her best time of the season. She committed to doing that when we came here last time. She said, I know I can do it. And she went out and got after it today, and she got the best time of the season.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we've got some girls coming back off some injuries, too. So Emily Valenzuela posted a really good time after being off for a while. So that was good. Hope Riddle is a runner who's coming up for us. She's really doing a great job. And we've had some other kids who have had some real aches and pains, and they finished upright today, so super happy about that. Brooke's last race, she's a senior, and then we've got Brenna, who was really having some knee problems, and she gutted it out today and did the best she could. Angela's also missed a couple of meets with being ill.
That's all right, let him go.
And she, and she's coming back and finished the race, and everybody finished upright and had a great day.
All right, that's awesome. It's always fun at sections, isn't it?
It is. It's a great way to end the season. A lot of kids did everything right, and you know, really worked hard and did everything right this year to have their best race, the last race of the season. So really proud of them.
All right. Thank you, Ronell, for taking some time and talking about the girls. That's your first year? How many years have you been doing
second.
This?
Second year. Yep.
You enjoy it?
I do. I enjoy it. It's a great way to end the day and be outside with the kids for at least a couple hours every day. And it's a great sport because everybody runs.
Yep.
There's no bench.
Boy, driving down here, it rained hard off and on,
and
we haven't had any rain here, so.
Yeah.
David, the boys, talk about your boys here, Montevideo boys.
Yeah, I thought our boys had a great day, starting with our senior, Brady Andrews. Brady had an outside shot coming in today. We knew we would have had to run well, and he did run really well. I think he PR'd by close to 30 seconds.
Who was that?
Brady Andrews.
Okay.
Senior.
All right.
I think he ended up 17th.
He was hoping
for top 15 to be all academic all-state, and just missed being academic all-state by finishing 17th by two spots.
Wow,
he had a great race today. Our other runners, Carson Linner, had another great day. I think a lot of our kids PR'd today. I thought it was a fast course today. Nelson Velasquez has been our number four this year, and he ended up our number three today. He had a great race. Sophomore Blake Andrews was our number four runner. He had a good day today. Again, several of our boys PR'd today.
Awesome.
Senior Peyton Smith came today, and we just moved him up to varsity last week at the conference meet, and he PR'd last week by about 2 minutes.
He did.
I think he PR'd again today.
Amazing.
So you're just finishing in style. So.
Everyone I was talking to, I think, PR'd today. What is it, the weather, the coolness?
I think the weather comes into play. It's a great day for a cross-country meet, cool and a light breeze, and kids rise to the competition, and a great competition here today. We got a very tough section on sides, and very quality kids. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking the time being on the radio with me. I appreciate that.
Thanks for supporting cross country and being on the radio.
I love cross country. So.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
That's Ronell Envelson and David Schimming. I'll get that right, David. Thank you. All right, we've got Lackawanna Valley Boyd, Dawson Boyd boys over here. Gavin, come on in. You put on the headset. The boys are ready to talk here. Eli, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Get the mic a little closer to your mouth there.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations, Gavin. You're going to the state. What place did you get?
I ended up getting 13th.
13th. Okay.
Yeah.
But do you know yet if you're going to state? Or?
I don't know yet.
You don't know? It's final.
Close.
It's close. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out in a little bit.
Yep.
All right. Well, cheer for you then, okay? How's your run? You led the Black Pearl Valley Dawson Boyd boys team today.
Start felt really good. Towards the end, you know, lungs, it's really cold out, so.
Oh, you don't like running in the cold? You don't like running in the cold?
No, I'd rather prefer perfect condition, but okay. Hot's fine, too.
Okay.
A little breeze doesn't help either.
What's that, Eli?
A little bit of breeze doesn't help pushing the cold wind into you.
Okay, and Eli, how'd you do? Eli Hagelin.
Pretty good. It wasn't my best race. Again, I kind of like the 70-degree no-wind weather, but.
You like the hot weather?
Not hot, but kind of 60s, 70s.
Okay.
So take what you get. And
did you
push through it?
Did you run a personal best? Or?
No.
No,
not quite.
Not close? Okay.
No.
Well, you ran well, though, right? Mm-hmm.
And we only lose two of our senior boys, so we should be an even stronger team next year.
Okay, that'd be great, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pass the mic around here, and we got Tayden Clark here. Hi, Tayden.
Hey.
How'd you do today? When I was on live, I saw you come by me when I was broadcasting live, so you're running strong at the finish there.
Yeah, I did good.
Talk about your race.
It started off really good. It actually went pretty good the whole way through. Was in front of Eli for a lot of it, and then after about halfway through, he kind of came and got me again.
Oh, Eli got you again, huh? So you two battle out individually. All right, great. So you had a good race then.
Yep.
All right, let's pass the headset and the mic, and we got a couple more guys here. And who we got here?
Cade Solom.
Hiya. Cade, how are you doing? What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, and where do you go to school?
Dawson.
All right, how'd you run the section today?
I ran pretty well. Started off a little slower than I'd like, but I finished strong.
Okay, you know your time at all? Or?
Around like 19:35.
Okay. What do you think of the hill here right before the finish line?
I like it. It's a shorter hill, so.
It's a shorter hill. Not like the one in Appleton, right?
No.
All right, good. And who we got here?
Tegan
Allpress. Okay, Tegan, talk about your run.
It wasn't the best run of the year, but okay. It was my PR, so I'd be proud about that.
It wasn't the best, but it was your PR.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, though.
I was hoping for under 18, but we didn't achieve that. So.
Okay.
And I was beating the fourth KMB kid all year, and he passed me this me, and that's how it goes, I guess.
Yeah. Another day sometime, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tegan. And who do we have here?
James Weber.
Hi, James. How did you do today?
I feel like I did pretty good. There's been a lot of races this year where I feel like I faded pretty a lot. And this year, I think I stayed in the game pretty well. I like the pace with Justin over here quite a bit. And then I really appreciate being able to work with this guy. He means a lot to me. And
he helped
for a better teammate.
Good. That's awesome. Awesome. Justin Perkins?
Yep.
He just said some nice things about you, huh?
Yeah.
Talk about your run.
It started off pretty fast on the first mile. It was one of my faster miles, I think. And then as it went, it slowed down a little bit. But the finish was pretty good. You know, they had that hill at the end that's kind of different. But I think overall it went good.
Was the crowd different? There's a lot more people here than usual.
Yeah, there's a lot more people than normal. So that's kind of, there's always someone there to cheer you on. So
a little more adrenaline that way?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Justin. And who we have here?
I'm Jordan Perkins.
Hey, Jordan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And how did you run today?
I'm just an alternate. So
you're an alternate.
I had a lot of fun cheering.
But you're part of the team, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how did your season go today?
I think it would have been pretty good, you know. Good
year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good year.
Do you like cross country?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
You get to hang out a lot with all the guys, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Good job. And who we have here?
I have Joseph Elton.
And are you an alternate?
Yes, I'm an alternate.
Okay. All right, were you on the course cheering the guys on?
Yep.
How'd it go?
I think they did quite well.
Okay.
And
that's good.
I don't think they could have done any better.
Okay, yeah.
So I think they ran their best race for their conditions.
Okay. Now, how did your season go this year?
My last race was my PR.
Oh, it was?
Which is always how it should be, conference.
Good.
I ran JV race.
Good.
Came in second.
Okay.
I won the Monty JV race.
Nice.
Good. I normally run JV, a little bit of varsity here and there when someone's hurt.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you going on the radio with us. That's the, yep, that's the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd boys team. And once again, we do not have the final results yet, and we'll probably get them within the half hour here. I see all of the football bleachers are filling up with all the cross-country fans here, and that's where they're going to do the award ceremony. So, Maynard, I'll just hang up here and probably be 20-30 minutes before we find out who's going to the state cross-country meet next week, and Camby Miniota's got a good shot at it, and we'll find out for sure in about a half an hour. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.